back to job creation.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Looks like the country's jobs engine is coming to life now that the hurricane season's in the rearview mirror. The government comes out with its jobs report this morning, and economists believe employers probably added about 220,000 new positions in November. That'd be up from 56,000 in October. And in September, right after Katrina, the nation lost jobs for the first time in 2 years. Gas prices have come down quite a bit since the hurricanes, but oil's still at $58 a barrel. And in Europe, there hasn't been much relief at the pump. Today in Vienna, European leaders meet with members of OPEC. As Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports, they may be grasping at straws.
This is the second meeting between OPEC and European Union officials. The EU has some of the world's highest gas prices, and its governments are anxious to show consumers they're doing something. Meanwhile, OPEC wants to make it clear that it's pumping oil as fast as it can and that it shouldn't be blamed for tight supplies. Still, says Rick Mueller with Energy Security Analysis, Inc., today's meeting is likely mostly about good PR.
For the cartel to come out strongly and say no, that we want to maintain our high production, will be a good sign for the market. But in actual tangible effects, the impact's very limited.
OPEC's next meeting is December 12th. Most people expect the group will decide to continue pumping at full capacity. In Washington, I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
I'm not much for small talk, unless it's really, really small. In nanotechnology, scientists take inorganic material like silicon, gold, or carbon and grind it to about the size of a DNA molecule. Now, these little particles turn up in everything from cosmetics to cars, and that worries some people. From the Innovations Desk at WUNC in Chapel Hill, Janet Babin reports.
If you've got really fine hair, you could fit 50,000 nanoparticles on the tip of one strand. As amazing as that sounds, researchers say nano is still an unknown quantity in consumer circles. Dave Rajewski directs a joint project of Pew Charitable Trusts and the Wilson Center. He says more than two-thirds of the people in their focus groups don't know what the tiny technology is. And once they find out, many of them have the same question.
Is it safe? And I think the thing that worries them is that the fact that there are products on the market that have been nano-engineered, and they don't have a lot of trust right now in government or industry to manage those risks.
Risks like what happens after these particles get dumped into the environment or infiltrate human cells. Rajewski's group has set up an online inventory of nano research so people can stay up to date on new developments in nano safety. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Nothing tiny about this number, $284 million. That's how much Ford lost in the third quarter. The Wall Street Journal says the automaker is likely to close five North American plants. That'll put 7,500 workers out of a job. Wall Street's traditional year-end rally is off and running. The Dow Industrials jumped 106 points, almost a percent, to close at 10,912. The S&P 500 index climbed 15, more than a percent, to 1264. And the NASDAQ shot up 34 points, a percent and a half, to 2267. This is Marketplace. Time for word association. No profanities, please. Walmart. A new poll finds most Americans think the retailer is bad for the country. Stacey Vanek Smith reports.
56% of those polled thought the retail giant's low prices came at too high a moral and economic cost. Only 39% thought the company was good for the U.S. The survey was commissioned by the union-funded WakeUpWalmart.com. Despite the clear bias of the group, labor economist Harley Shaken says Walmart should be concerned. That's because its labor problems continue to stand out in the public's mind.
I think the root of Walmart's labor problems that make them different, say, from the airlines or the auto industry, is they are a very successful company. They are the global leader in their field, and they're associated with low wages and exploitative conditions.
Still, 100 million customers shop at Walmart every week. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Toyota. Designing vehicles with hybrid synergy drive for fuel efficiency and low emissions. More at Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward. Transportation reporting on Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the American Public Transportation Association. Public transportation, providing a transportation alternative that helps conserve both money and energy.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Who can forget that Vanity Fair cover a few years ago with a nude and very pregnant Demi Moore? Not sure if that's what started it, but these days, expectant mothers are paying hundreds of dollars to bare their bellies for the camera. From Seattle, Ruby DeLuna reports on the new craze in maternity marketing.
Many expectant women wouldn't think of shedding their clothes and posing for pictures after they've gained 30 pounds. But some, like 44-year-old Kari Hall, are eager to do it.
Mm-hmm. Keep coming toward just chin. Yeah, but look down. There you go. There you go. That's good.
At this photo session, Hall is draped in soft ivory silk. Her tummy is exposed. She takes her cues from photographer Jennifer Loomis. Hall says she wants to mark this emotional moment in her life. She and her husband have been married 3 years. They're expecting twins.
We're just excited and looking forward to seeing something that is beautiful, that somebody is able to capture, you know, the moment and the special moments that we'll be able to share with our kids later on.
Just 5 years ago, people thought photographer Jennifer Loomis was crazy to take pictures of pregnant women. She even had trouble advertising.
I got a call from the publication saying, "We can't run this." And I said, "Why?" And they said, "Because it's a naked pregnant woman." And I said, "She's not naked," but they wouldn't run the ad.
These days, Loomis's entire business is pregnancy photo shoots. She sees clients in Seattle, San Francisco, and New York, and charges up to $2,000 per package.
I feel like a big part of what I do is give these pregnant women a different way of seeing themselves. And they walk away feeling beautiful. And that's important to me.
Maternity photography has become so mainstream that even JCPenney offers it, just not nude. Marketers like Julia Beck are noticing a new attitude toward pregnancy.
It is not a means to an end anymore. The entire process from the preconception all the way through childbirth is a lifestyle, a life cycle of its own, a moment of its own. And so rather than getting ready for baby, we are being pregnant. There's a difference.
Women in their 30s and older are driving this approach. Many postpone motherhood for careers. Often these moms-to-be have the money to spend on prenatal yoga, spa treatments, and rituals like portrait sittings that focus on the pregnancy experience. Marketers are also targeting the bystanders to this experience. One company sells special bags for dads called Diaper Dude. And there's tremendous market potential among grandparents who dote to the tune of $30 billion a year. In Seattle, I'm Ruby DeLuna for Marketplace.
If you hear something on Marketplace you'd like to know more about, please check out our website, the address marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
Urban hips.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.